In June, the DNR board voted 6-0 on a plan the DNR says would cut mercury emissions 80% by the year 2015. Environmentalists say actual smokestack reductions would be less than that. But in August, two Republican-controlled legislative committees voted to send the rule package back to the DNR for changes. The agency says it still does not have a specific idea of what modifications the lawmakers want. But DNR air pollution official John Heinrich says the DNR board is suggesting the 80% cut should perhaps be a goal and not a requirement.
Well, I think they've directed us to look at that. Again, this is, you know, some give and take, and that I think it was clear that they were uncomfortable with the 80% as a regulatory requirement.
Utilities complain the technology for mercury reduction is not yet good enough to guarantee an 80% cut in 12 years. But the rule package already calls for a status report on mercury controls by 2006. And so environmentalist Mark Luz of Clean Wisconsin says it's wrong to make the 80% cut merely a goal.
There are over 100 sporting and environmental groups that support at least a 90% reduction requirement for mercury pollution from power plants, not a goal. Goals are voluntary, and they simply will not do enough to protect the health of Wisconsin families from mercury pollution.
The DNR is also looking into legislative concerns over how a state mercury rule would mesh with federal plans. The DNR says it would hurry up with any analysis of a federal proposal. The DNR board is likely to meet via conference call within the next couple of weeks and will perhaps vote on a formal response to legislative roadblocks to mercury reduction. In the meantime, many fish consumption warnings tied to mercury pollution remain in effect. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.